sounds good. Forgive, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Okay, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, October 8th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. You're going to have to bear with me a little bit today. I almost didn't do this show today, folks. I woke up this morning, and I've got real light head, scratchy throat, and just not feeling well, flu-like symptoms, no energy. So if I'm a little bit slow today, please bear with me. It's going to be open lines today. I'm gonna talk about this Ed Brown situation, give you my take on it, and remember my website. It's www.theamericanawakening.org. I've posted a few videos up there yesterday. You might want to go in and take a look at. Excuse me. At any rate, I want to give out a plug. If you haven't already, if you recall, give Robbie Noel a call, 800-691-7898. If you haven't already converted some of your assets into gold or silver, it's time to do so. Now, I want to make quick mention, a lot of you, I'm sure most of you know, that I spent about, 5 years in the mortgage business. The mortgage business basically is in the toilet. There's no loans going on. I haven't sold a loan in quite some time. I think the last time I sold a loan was back in March, because they're just... Even people that want loans are having a very difficult time getting it. But for the first time in my tenure as a mortgage broker, I got a telephone call from one of my clients that was very upset because she had gotten a notice from her lender informing her that her mortgage had gone up 2.5 points. And it was very odd because the contract that I wrote her, it was a second mortgage along with the first, but the second mortgage was supposed to have been based upon prime and the deviations in prime. So when she called me up and she had mentioned this to me, I thought that was very odd because the Fed just lowered the prime by 50 basis points. So I got my car and I drove over there and I got a copy of her contract, and I read through it. And what's interesting is that as opposed to her rate going up 2.5 points like it did or like they're alleging it's going to, based upon the contract that they set forth that this borrower signed, the rate should have actually gone down 0.5 point because the Fed cut the rate. And they tie this rate into the money rate table in the Wall Street Journal as far as the prime rate index. So I went into the Wall Street Journal and I took a look at this, and I added it to her margin, which, by the way, her margin is the bank's profit. And in accordance with her contract, her rate should have actually gone down 50 basis points. Instead, it went up 2.5 points. Now, not only is that a breach of contract, but the reason I'm saying this, folks, is because if you have a credit card or you have a mortgage and you're getting notices saying that they're adding penalties in or they're raising up your interest rate, I would strongly urge you to go in and take a microscopic look at the small print in your contract. Because, again, this is the first time I have ever seen this happen, and it looks to me like, 90% of people would just pay it anyway. We'll be back in three. I'll have more for you. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me.
Yeah. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Reminder, the phone lines are open today, folks. 800-313-9443. They'll be open throughout the show today. I want to mention on this, I was talking before the break about this lady who's gave me a call, very upset about her mortgage going up. And I want to emphasize to everybody, you know, John Stadtmiller has a show on before mine, Cash Flow, and I know that these banks are having serious problems. Some of them are being bailed out. Some of them are filing Chapter 11s and so forth. And this, what I saw happen with this mortgage company sending this lady a mortgage statement, jacking up her rate 2.5 points when it isn't even contractually legal to do so, that raises a big red flag with me. Now, you know, giving the mortgage company the benefit of the doubt, it could be an oversight. However, you know, my cynical mind says, nah, they probably sent out 200,000 of these, and, you know, they're thinking that maybe 85-90% of people will just complain a little bit and then pay it. At any rate, I want to emphasize, folks, if you haven't already had a listen to John's show, Cash Flow, have a listen to it. If you have credit card debt, or if you're getting your interest rates are going up, or you're getting penalties and so forth, take a good close look at your contract, and you might want to have a listen to their show because they've got a lot of remedies for you. Okay, so much for that. It's the first time I have ever seen this happen, whether it be with a with a mortgage contract, an insurance contract, annuity contract, a trust contract. It doesn't make any – this is the first time I've ever seen this happen. And that tells me they were in a lot of trouble. Because if companies start doing this, you know their back's up against the wall. All right. Shifting gears here, folks. Ed Brown. Now, you know, I've been listening, as you guys know, you know, when I'm not on the air, I'm a listener just like you, and I kind of do my internet surfing with this show, that show, and the other show, and I've been listening to and reading some blogs regarding Ed and Wayne Brown and so forth. And one of the concerns that everybody has out there right now is that Ed Brown's not yet posted in the Bureau of Prisons system. Now, they were arrested last Thursday night, about 7:45. And normally, from people that I have spoken with in the past that have been unfortunate enough to go into the system, be convicted of a crime, and then wind up going to prison, and I know a couple of people that that has happened to, what happens is when you are convicted and they sentence you, you go into and you go into the county jail, and then you're processed, and it can take, you know, a week, it can take 30 days before you wind up going to your destination. The difference herein is that Ed Brown and Elaine Brown have already been sentenced. They already know what their crime is. They already know, or what the alleged crime is. They already have been convicted of it. They already had their sentence imposed. And even in Marshall Monnier's press conference, he reiterated that they weren't going to tell us where they were until they got there, but they would let us know as soon as they arrived. Well, here's the problem. Elaine Alice is what she likes to be called, so I'm going to refer to her as Elaine Alice. That's her choice. That's what the way she wants to be addressed. She's in custody. We know where she is. She has a prison number. But Ed Brown isn't. He's somewhere. He's out there in the universe somewhere, but nobody knows where he is. The only thing that the prison system says is that he is not yet under the custody of the Bureau of Prisons. Now, I'm going to tell you, from my perspective of, and I don't want to fearmonger here, but I want to tell you from my perspective what I think may be a distinct possibility. Number one, as most of you know, I have had the pleasure of meeting Ed Brown in person. Ed Lewis is what he wants to be addressed as, so I'm going to, from this point on, address him as Ed Lewis. I have spoken with Ed. I have been in his presence. I have watched, like I do with everyone, I have watched his delivery. I've watched his voice inflections. I've watched his demeanor, body language. And the opinion I have, my consensus of Ed Lewis, is the man is an extremely opinionated person. Not a bad thing, mind you. He's an extremely opinionated person and very, very passionate in his beliefs. Whether they be right or wrong, he's extremely passionate. He believes it. Okay, whether some people might think that he's top or whatever is regardless of the fact. The fact is that Ed Brown believes what he believes to the point where he's unshakable. And I'm going to give you a prime example of that, because when John and I taxied Randy Weaver up there back in June, and remember what the press conference, there was, I would say probably 30, maybe 40 reporters up there. And I mean, we had satellites going, we had stations from all over the place, CNN and MSNBC, ABC, everybody, all over the world. Everybody was there. And there was a woman from, Good Morning America. She was the producer for Good Morning America. And I met this lady, I can't remember her name off the top of my head now, but I met this woman, and she had approached me. She'd actually started to approach John, and John was busy talking to another reporter, so he asked if she could talk to me, which I did. I talked to her for probably a good 15 minutes. And what she had told me is that she wanted to interview, or she wanted to have Ed Lewis on Good Morning America the following morning. And I thought that was a great idea. Now, as most of you know out there, if you go on Good Morning America for a segment, and it doesn't make any difference to me whether you're the president of the United States, you're not going to get more than about a minute, maybe two, absolute maximum. So I escorted her into the house and introduced her to Ed Brown. And she approached Ed, and she was very nice, very cordial to Ed. And she asked if he would be interested in going on Good Morning America. Well, as opinionated as Ed was, he agreed to do so. But it was on condition that he would have at least 30 minutes, or he wouldn't do it. And at that point, I interceded, and I told him, I said, Ed, you know, we're talking about national television. We're talking about points that you need to bring forth. And I said, Ed, nobody's going to give you 30 minutes. And he said, well, if they're not going to give me 30 minutes, I'm not going to do it. And so I didn't plead with him, but I was, you know, I continued along trying to convince him very amicably that if they're going to be cordial enough to give him 2 minutes, I would even write the script for him. I'd go down, I'd sit with him, I'd write through this, you know, do the editing and so forth, and put as many PowerPoints in that script that we could in that 2 minutes' time, which would give him national exposure to what? You know, what's Good Morning America? 50, 40 million people? And he wouldn't do it. Now, the producer, a very slight woman, very petite woman, approached him again, and Ed, you know, when she was trying to convince him, and during the course of the conversation, he cut her off and he started talking back to her, and then out of her frustration, she looked at me, and at that particular point in time, Ed cut her off, and he said, you see what I mean? You just won't listen. Get out of my house. And so she walked out the front door. I met her out the front door, and I tried to explain to her that Ed is a very passionate, very, you know, opinionated fellow that is under a lot of pressure right now. But the point is that he's fixed in his belief, and nobody, I don't care who you are, nobody is going to shake Ed Brown's belief. And as we all know, Ed Brown's belief is that, you know, there's Masonic control and that the New World Order is moving in and the courts are all corrupt and all this stuff, and he's not going to shake this. Now, I say all that to say this, that this debacle, if you will, this ordeal, this endeavor went on for, I don't know, what was it? When were they convicted? It was about 6-7 months. Okay, they were convicted in absentia. Now, Elaine stayed through the trial, got pretty frustrated, and walked out, and retired to his home, and decided he wasn't coming out. Now, they convicted Elaine, they put a shackle on her, and they sent her to her son's house to live, of which she stayed there for, I believe it was a month and 2 days. And then she decided that she was going to cut the shackle off and she was going to return to her husband. Now, as all of you know, at least you know, the old listeners know, that this has been going on for 6-7 months now. And on the one side of the coin, you've got Ed Brown, who's very fixed in his belief, Ed Lewis, excuse me, and he's not going to waver. Now, on the flip side of the coin, what do we have here? We have a system of compartmentalized marshals. We have a system of, you know, the police who are no different than the normal mind-numbed, dumbed-down Americans who watch mainstream TV, and they believe what they're told because they believe in their government, right or wrong. So what we've got here is we've got some federal marshals who are becoming increasingly more frustrated with the fact that this man will just not give up. Now, we all understand why, but they don't understand why. So they're getting increasingly more frustrated, and they're getting to the point where, judging by a lot of these other things that we've seen, they've stepped up to the police state. We've been watching all of these. If you watch these videos or if you listen to my shows, you know that there's taserings going on. They just killed, they allegedly, Carol Ann Gutbaum strangled herself with a pair of handcuffs. We'll be back in three. I'm going to cover this more when we get back. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443 if you have a question or comment about this. Okay, so there was a 6-7-8 month standoff. I can't remember the exact date, folks. Forgive me. I'm a little lightheaded today. But at any rate, as time went on, the federal marshals, I'm sure, had to have been becoming increasingly more frustrated. And by the way, don't get me wrong, I'm not sticking up for them by any stretch of the imagination. I think that, you know, the best thing to do, and thanks to Jack McLam and all his people, is to try to wake these people up, because they believe they're doing the right thing. They believe they're doing the right thing. Here's the problem. Is that they're trained anymore, obviously, in such a way that they do not tolerate dissent. And we've seen that happen with Dave Snyder getting beat up in the at the city council meeting. We've seen it with Carol Ann Gottbaum. You know, she supposedly strangled herself with handcuffs. We've seen it with these college students being tasered. The guy that was at the John Kerry forum a few weeks ago. They're not tolerating any kind of dissent anymore. And this is not, you know, I don't know what kind of interviews they go through, what kind of psychological tests that they go through or whatever. But somebody is training them. Somebody, in the superior level is training them with this attitude. And a lot of them come back and they're, you know, Iraqi veterans or Afghanistan veterans, and they already have this mindset and bred into them, which would mean that they're even more preferred over just the average citizen that hasn't been in combat. I know I've had an experience with one of those many years ago. At any rate, you have this increasing pressure that's being put on the federal marshals to apprehend this guy. You have the stalemate, an ongoing stalemate, to where they don't want another Waco because they don't want that kind of negative publicity anymore. But in accordance with their world, they have to, it's some way or another, apprehend this guy. Now, here's where a problem comes into play. Knowing Ed Brown, the man walked around with a .45 revolver in his pants all the time. Never saw him without one, okay? In video clips I've seen, he always had that revolver in his pants. Never went anywhere without it. According to Monnier, the federal marshal, or Monnier, or however you want to pronounce his name, they invited, Ed and Elaine invited them in. They escorted them out. Frankly, from my perception of Ed, I cannot see how they would have been able to apprehend Ed Brown, as opinionated as he was, as passionate in his beliefs as he was, with a .45 revolver in his pants. I am having difficulty seeing how these fellows could apprehend this man without either catching him by surprise when he maybe was making his daily morning trip to the bathroom, excuse me, or with some other kind of weaponry. Because it is my belief that Ed was so passionate in his belief that if they would have just pulled out guns and pointed them at Ed and said, okay, you know, time's up, I believe Ed would have reached for his revolver and tried to fire back. That's how passionate he was in his beliefs. At any rate, that didn't happen. We don't know what happened. We won't know what happened until somebody has the opportunity to be able to have access and interview Ed or Elaine, and I'm not sure if or when that will ever happen. But here's another point I want to bring up to you, is that because of the frustration now, and I'm sure all of you have seen, excuse me, if you haven't, I would recommend that you go in and watch some video clips of what is called police brutality. What happens when there's a chase going on is, and you've seen this where a guy that robs a bank or a guy that, you know, steals somebody's purse or something, he'll jump in and hijack a car and he runs and the police chase him, and they may chase him down the street for 10 minutes or they may chase him for 45 minutes. But the entire time that they're being chased, there's an adrenaline that's building the police officers, and that's normal. That's normal because there's a high element of risk there. The police officer or the marshals, they don't know what they're getting into, so I'll give them that. But we see so many times that when the arrest is made, that they overreact. Now, I have seen them actually beat these people into submission. I have seen clips of accidental shootings where they have a man down on the ground. I've seen, and you've seen this with David Snyder, where an officer just wails on the guy, you know, just unloading on him. So the question is this. Ed held them at bay for, 7 months? I think, 7, maybe 8 months, I don't know. And now they've got their opportunity. Here's where the problem comes in. It's because Elaine is showing up as being in Bureau of Prison custody. Ed is not. Now, where is Ed? What are they doing to Ed? And I've heard, you know, I've been listening to the airwaves and I've been hearing other talk shows and so forth. And I know you guys, most of you are aware of diesel therapy. They did this to Congressman Hansen, who had hearings on the IRS. They put him through, just put him in prison. They put him in through this diesel therapy where they cart you around the country on a bus without a destination. We'll be back in 3, and I'll go over this a little bit more. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Hope you're bearing with me today, folks. I'm not feeling real well.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Again, phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. Diesel therapy. Now, again, I'm just speculating, and I don't want to fearmonger. However, I do know that they, and I'm going to describe this to you, but I do know they did that to Congressman Hansen, and I do, there was strong rumor, I never saw any proof, but there was strong rumor that they did that to Irwin Schiff for well over a month before he finally landed. And the reason evidently that they do it is to teach him a lesson. And in this case where, you know, Ed Brown, Ed Lewis, was in a standoff with them for so many months, and if you imagine the frustration that they had of trying to figure out a strategy to apprehend him, and then if you watch these clips where, you know, the adrenaline flows in these police officers when they finally track somebody down who's trying to outrun him, anything's possible. Diesel therapy means he gets on a bus, a diesel bus. His legs and his arms are, or his legs and his wrists are handcuffed tightly, by the way. They're handcuffed together. He's put in a seat, not allowed to move. And there's no destination. They just leave him on the bus. Now imagine, if you would for a moment, that somebody were to put you on the bus that was, well, if you've ever seen those prison buses go by, there's very little light in them, and you have no destination. Would it not be like, you know, falling over a cliff, never knowing when you're going to reach the bottom? and this is a form of psychological torture that they could endure on him. Not saying that they are. However, there's another thing. As I you know, mentally worked my way through this, and I try to visualize what my mindset would be if I were a marshal and I were in charge of trying to do my job, right or wrong, to apprehend someone that had, you know, allegedly violated the law. With the standoff that had gone on for such a long time, would I not be really, really, really pissed off at this guy for not allowing me to do my job? And so it brings into mind another equation. And that is that, yes, they were convicted in Ed was convicted in absentia for tax evasion, or I believe it was structuring. That was the term that they used. But in the meantime, all during this standoff, when these parties were going on and when they were having their concerts and so forth, mainly, now again, I'm going, folks, right or wrong, I'm looking at this from the perspective of the law enforcement community. And I'm saying, you know, that would fly in the face of them doing their job. Basically kind of be thumbing your nose at them. Then you also have to add into the equation that because of the threats, not that Ed necessarily made, but what they are alleging that he made, could the Patriot Act not come into play here as far as them deeming him an enemy combatant? And if they were to do that, then they could literally disappear him, strip him of his citizenship, and ship him off to Guantanamo Bay or Egypt or wherever it was. We don't know. It could be 6 months before we know. My question, you know, I got an email from a listener, which I'm going to read to you shortly. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's pretty lengthy. But I think it's a good idea that we get on the telephone and we start putting the heat on some of these newspapers, the Concord Monitor and some of these newspapers out of Boston, and let them know that we don't know where Ed Brown is. Now, according to the procedure that they're supposed to follow, there's supposed to be a record of exactly where he goes, when he gets there, and so forth on the way to his destination. Well, it's been 4 days now. It will be at 7 o'clock tonight, folks. And he's not there yet. It doesn't take, 96 hours to get from New Hampshire to Connecticut or to Ohio or to Kentucky or wherever his destination is. Something, and I don't know what, but something has happened in the meantime. And I could only imagine what. Now, they may just be, looking at it from the nice point of view, they may just be questioning him, trying to find out what he knows, or if he has affiliations, or if he has contacts, or if there is any recourse that somebody's been saying that they would unleash on the federales, if you will. Or it could be worse. I don't want to get on here and fearmonger, but I am saying this, that something isn't right. Something stinks. He should be at his destination by now, and for all those feds that are out there listening, and I know you are, where is Ed Lewis Brown? Where is he right now? We want to know. Let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Michael?
Hello, Don. Yes, how you doing, Don?
Not bad. How are you doing? I mean, I know. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You can't help it. Go ahead.
Well, it's a pain. I understand. And you had me multitasking when you asked the question. So if I might interject here, a little bit of knowledge. And it's a little bit, but coming from a state perspective, so to say, diesel therapy is a reality. It's not, and it's a reality at the lowest level. It manifests, as you have identified, as a form of punishment in the cognizance of teaching one a lesson. As well, it serves an opportunity for them to run one as an example, so to say, in front of excuse the statement, but a battery of individuals who would not know this individual personally, but for you know, just the persona that has been projected by this person, which, as far as they're concerned, is an antagonism at, you know, at the least, but a threat at the most. So they have an opportunity to, a vengeful opportunity to give this person their, you know, their opinion, in other words. And diesel therapy is not the only modality of travel, shall we say. They also have Con Air. And I do know that that is a humiliating experience at the lighter end of the scale, and it's a very torturous experience at the furthest end of the scale. And with respect to diesel therapy as well, you're right. You sit and you remain motionless. You pretty much do not speak. And if you're an aged person, an elderly person, a senior citizen, or a person with any form of disability or handicap, that only exacerbates the issue. And as far as they're concerned, it doesn't matter. Because as you reflected early on, they all go through a form of training. And at the state level, at least in a certain western state that I'm very knowledgeable of, they have an academy that they run them through. And we're talking about from, let's just say, parole officers and Oregon Youth, Oregon Youth Corrections Officers. They all go through an academy, and that academy is staffed by personnel who train them in military combat techniques. Okay? So you can imagine that if this person, let's just say if a staff employee or a prospective staff employee was to apply for a job and they came from a relatively calm and neutral background, by the time they went through their orientation and their training, they would have this re-indoctrinated mindset, and they characterize that's something that is very perceptible, and it's discernible by those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, so to say. So whatever it is that Ed is experiencing right now, I can guarantee you that it's torturous.
Well, let me interject this, and this is what I don't want to mention fear, because I'm not trying to fear-monger here. I've been listening to fear-mongering on some of these other networks since this ordeal happened, and I really don't want to do that. Mine is more of a concern issue that, you know, I know because of meeting Ed personally and knowing his nature, knowing his opinionated, passionate nature, that he is unshakable. At least on the surface, he is unshakable. And here's my concern, Don. On the flip side of the coin, these guys that have been plotting and planning for the last 6, 7, 8 months to, you know, do their job, if you will, are very, very pissed off right now. I mean, they're happy that they're celebrating their victory because they got him out without, you know, any bloodshed or whatever. But my concern is that because of that mindset, because of the training that you just mentioned that they put him through, or that they put these people through, would it not be feasible to entertain the thought that these, you know, some of these monsters that they may turn loose on this guy would deliberately do whatever it took just to break his will?
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Just to show him that, look, we're in charge here, and you're, you know, as strong-minded and as opinionated as you are, you're going to bend down and lick our boots, or you're going to die.
It's as if it's a mandate that they have been granted via the state to do just that. All right? And as well, you're right, and I would stand behind you or stand next to you and encourage everybody not to think of this in terms of fear-mongering, but as a matter of reality that, you know, I can personally say that I have witnessed and or talked to other people who have, let's say, just returned from said experiences and or family members, which, by the way, I'd like to put a sidebar in here, try to cognize the millions of individuals that are incarcerated in the United States right now and then think of all of their personal experiences as having become such, whether right, wrong, or otherwise, whatever the purported crime was. These individuals and their family members They're out there, and there's millions of them. I dare say, and I personally believe, there's not just 3 million individuals incarcerated in the United States. There's far more than that. And if a person is on parole or probation, they're still acknowledged and construed as a prisoner by the state, no matter for whatever reason. And that is into perpetuity because all of those files are archived. They're never closed. In other words, if a person is convicted, that conviction is with them for the rest of their life, no matter whether I'm believing now that it even includes misdemeanors. I stand corrected if I'm wrong, but I believe that that stands with them, and if they are never given from the Secretary of State a release from their conviction for having served time for the, quote, crime, end quote. Now, off that sidebar, all of these people that are experiencing this are fodder for that particular mindset that we both referenced, all right? Now, I don't know the statistics, but I am very much aware of, as I would imagine you and most of the listeners that have eyes to see and ears to hear, are that the majority of individuals that go into the military within the far range of the various military occupational skills are conditioned, number one, to begin with, to have a military mindset. As well, they're also screened and conditioned upon release, if they don't decide to become career employees for the military, to seek law enforcement positions for employment upon their release from active duty. So there's this to consider, that what we're experiencing right now, at least what I've noticed, especially in the last 15, maybe 20 years, is this increased attempt by the government to fortress, no pun intended, to bolster their military martial law ranks through the policing agencies. And I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, well, you know, let me just insert a comment. I'll tell you again, I don't want to fear my own nose. Oh, I'm not one of those guys going to say, oh, they're beating him to death and they're waterboarding. I'm not going to do that because I like to be optimistic and think, well, maybe, you know, they're just escorting him through via bus to a West Coast prison. I know that's not a real reasonable attitude to take. However, I'm trying to look for the best. But at any rate, let me say this, Don. Is that I see, and I have a lot of them posted on my websites, I see some of these crazed lunatics in a uniform that are literally breaking 15-year-old girls' arms, beating them in the face, spraying them with mace, sticking their knees in their back of a 105-pound woman to a point where it may very well have broken a couple of ribs for nothing. And then I look at Ed. And this isn't a guy that did nothing. This is a guy that stood up, thumbed his nose at him. Rightly so, by the way. Okay, don't get me wrong here, Don. But he thumbed his nose at the powers that be, the establishment, if you will. And he said, you're not going to take me alive. Well, guess what? When they took him alive, that was their first victory. But Lord knows what they're doing now. And saying that, Don, we, as people who were, you know, supporting his philosophy, knowing that this entire, you know, tax system is a scam. We have to step up to the plate, and I'm going to tell you how to do that now, folks. We have to step up to the plate and put pressure on the local media, the mainstream media, to find out where this guy is and what's happening to him. Because what he did for us and what Aaron Russo and people, and Irwin Schiff and people like that have done to us or for us, we can't turn our back on him now. We can't just let him slip down into the abyss and say, oh, well, there goes another one. Okay, well, let's see if we can do it better next time. Oh, no. No, 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 no. We have to do what we can do to protect him. You agree?
Yes.
So with that, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I'll let you go. I just briefly what I'd like to say, from this is from my heart. I think, first of all, prayer's in order here, and I, you know, I'm talking about a very focused and directed and purposeful intercession with our Creator on this issue. Secondly, I believe that you're right. We need to become that much, if not more, of an activist in pursuit of truth, with relative to this as well as the greater issues, as you've expressed. But thirdly, I would hope that everybody that is listening to this, and for all of those that I'm espounding to the choir and the pulpit, but for those that aren't aware of it, that they start to ask around, because I know that within, you know, three or four, let's say, people that are not immediate relatives, maybe five or six, there's somebody out there that is touched by another person who happens to be incarcerated, quote-unquote, or imprisoned, okay, and begin to question what it is that other individual has experienced from, you know, as having been a secondhand victim of these, quote-unquote, crimes, which they are.
Okay, I got a break. I'll hold you over.
I'll go.
All right.
I'll let you go.
Okay, thanks, Don. Back at American Awakening.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And folks, you know, I ask myself, how much is enough? If anyone has, and this is more, you know, geared towards the new listeners, because I know the answer from the old listeners' point of view, that, you know, the veterans here, but if anyone has any doubt of what this is really all about, it's about control, it's about power, and it's about submission. And I'll tell you why.
First of all, it's as distinct likelihood that yes, because of Ed Lewis, sometimes even obstinate attitude towards their authority, they are most likely doing what they have to do or what they think they have to do to, quote, break him, which may or may not happen. He may die first. I don't know. But when is enough enough? Not only do you have that to look at, as Don mentioned, we're talking about the diesel therapy, and then he was talking about Con Air. I mean, there's a whole other venue, which I imagine is probably similar to the diesel therapy. But let us not forget Marshall Monnier's comments on the press conference last week, where he's talking about additional charges. Now, is not for a 65-year-old man and a 67-year-old woman who, allegedly violated a law that doesn't exist, is not 5 years enough? Oh, no, not in their mind. No, they, in their mind or from their perspective, Ed and Elaine thumbed their nose at him, so they're going to, trump up or lay on additional charges, of which Lord knows what they may be. But whatever they are, it's entirely likely that neither of these, and I hope this is not true, it's entirely likely, though, that these people will never see the light of day. And not only that, and here's what really disgusts me, folks. This sticks in my craw, and I get very passionate and almost to the point of emotional about this. John Stadtmiller and I went to their property. These people were hardworking, very nice people. These people built, with their own hands, they built quite an admirable property. No, it wasn't a compound, if you will. It was a nice house. So I wouldn't call it a mansion, but it was a very substantial, I don't know how many square feet it had, but it was a nice big house on 110 acres. And what they had planned to do with that house when they finished it off, and by the way, it wasn't quite finished yet, they'd planned on selling it and moving and taking the profits and the proceeds, which they deserved, which they had worked with their own hands to build. They were going to take the profits and retire south and maybe do it again. But that was their life. That's where their nest egg was. And guess what? If they are fortunate, or depending on your perspective, unfortunate enough to see the light of day, they'll have nothing when they get out, because the forfeiture proceedings are starting now. And how much more than what their alleged fines were did the government actually spend on this crusade to apprehend them? So the forfeiture proceedings. So here's what I want all of the listening audience to pay close attention to. Put it on your calendar. Okay, mark it. Go into the records, New Hampshire records. Watch for the auctioning of that property. They will seize it and they will auction it off. I'm real curious to know what kind of public official or judge or government official occupies that house next. We'll be back. 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, top of the hour coming up. Stick with me, I got more. And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is.
It's true.